want you guys to know, in the four-year history of Pathfinder, you guys are the largest team we've ever had on the live call, so give yourselves a big hoorah.
Hoorah!
Yay!
Awesome. Well, my name is Rick Murphy, for those who don't know, and listening all around the world, we've had, gee whiz, just so you guys know, we got people listening from, that I know of, Ireland, Norway, Denmark, Hungary, we have somebody listening from Russia, a couple of people from Australia, all over the world, so welcome wherever you are across the continental United States and all over the place. It's great to have you. We are ready to kick off the Ignite 6 Pathfinders program that will be also the first. We're doing it still running by the quarter, but anybody on this call that wants to continue can run all the way through till the end, and which is the 6 months. And then what's really exciting is I was sitting at a convention and they're talking about the Ignite 6, and then they showed up on the screen that it ends at the end of April, which just coincidentally happens to be the same weekend as the Pathfinder Summit. That is so cool. I was like, man, this is going to be like a graduation party. So that's exciting stuff. What I'm going to do tonight is the setup call, take about 15 minutes and explain what we're going to accomplish on the call. And then you guys, all the wonderful team members, get to introduce yourselves and say why you're on the call. It's going to be very, very exciting stuff. And then we have a 12 or 13 week itinerary, whatever it is, through the end of the quarter, course agenda, which is designed to give you the tools that you need, not only for yourself, but the real reason this program exists is not just for you guys that are listening. It's so when you sign somebody up, well, let me ask you this question. You guys would agree if you've got three or four people, it's pretty easy to train your group. Everybody here agree with that?
Yeah.
Right.
How about if you've got 30 people? Could it be hard to train your group? You could still do it, though, couldn't you?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, let me ask this. What if you had 30,000 people all spread out over the United States? How in the world would you ever coordinate your group?
Pathfinders.
Well, the reason this program began going back a couple years ago was that I had a lot of groups that were spread around the country, and I always felt like I could never help them properly, and part of that was because we didn't have some of the tools that we have today, but the other part was we didn't have a call every week that not only set the agenda but also helped people know what to do. There's two parts to building this business. Number one is vision, and number two is task. Now, if you've got the world's greatest vision but never actually do any work, would you guys all agree that that's pretty much useless?
Yeah.
Let me ask this. What if all you do is get taught how to do a task without any vision? How many people here think that would be pretty boring?
Yeah.
I agree with you on that one, yeah.
Well, so here's the thing. What I want to do in this call is provide vision and task, okay? And vision is by what we teach and the example that everybody in this call said. Even though we have 19 or 18 or, what is it, 17? Anyways, we got more than five. We got people on the call. We'll just do that. Setting the example, every person listening to this call is a member of what we do. We can obviously only take so many on the live side, but these live folks have stepped forward to be living examples, kind of like a reality show of how to build the business. And they'll ask questions to help you guys out. I'm going to tell you something that are listening. But I want you to know that no matter whether you're on the live side or whether you're listening, you're just as much a part of this call. Every week we'll have something that we're going to teach, and then that week you'll have something to do, and then the next week we'll follow up on that. So by the end of the 13 weeks, you'll get every aspect of the business from strategic to tactical, top to bottom. You're going to notice we do a lot of repetition in terms of the basic things to teach. One of the things that happens in this business is the bigger you get, the more you forget to teach the stuff that's boring to you because you've heard it 1,000 times, but your people are hearing it for the first time. And so we have to identify what are the things we need to teach people. And if you can successfully do that, you'll have people with a grand vision, but also they'll know how to go out and accomplish it. So that's what we're all about. The reason we have a Pathfinders program, and I don't just call it call, I mean, obviously, NECN is what we're a part of. NECN is our company. There's nothing in Pathfinders that's outside of NECN. We don't have an official membership. We don't have anything that costs anything. The website is free. The training is free. The only reason I even have a name for it is, number one, I can't just call it call. And number two, it's something I really strongly believe in. NECN Corporate puts out training materials. You guys will notice that we use a lot of it. But they have to make things that work for every speed of distributor, from people that just want to connect and buy a mag step to people that want to build a Royal Diamond business. What we're able to do in the field is I'm able to take the five things they provide. I'm not saying they provide five. And then we add on five that we add so that we can put a fine tip on the spear and that we can gear this program for people that want to be professional networkers. Obviously, in a business, one size does not fit all, so I want to provide a place where the kids in the class that really want to go to college, quote-unquote, will have the ability. business to try. I don't know how to teach you to build it that is anything less than 100%. I am not teaching you guys to build this to try to go Royal Diamond. I'm teaching you to win. We do not, what they used to teach us in my Special Forces unit, we're not teaching you gentlemen how to go in and fight. We're teaching you how to win a fight. And there's a world of difference between the two. We don't teach you to play Nikken here. We teach you to win. And so I want you guys to have that mentality that if you're part of this call, whether you're listening or here, I want you guys to know that we're going to arm you and equip you, and then you're going to go out and do awesome things. I don't care what you've done up to this point, be it great or small. Don't come to this call thinking, well, I'm just a senior, or I'm just a silver, or I'm not making what I want to make. That was yesterday. This is a brand new month. From here on out, every single person on this call is going to think, act, and walk like a Royal Diamond. You're going to attract amazing people. You're going to build an awesome business. And this time next year, every person on this call that wants to be, the only job you'll be going to will be, well, put it this way, you're not going to one. So what do you say that, what do you guys say that we, from this point on, we're 100% winners? What do you guys think?
That's right.
All the way.
Go for it. All right. Well, excellent. Well, here's the thing. Let me lay out a couple things about Pathfinders itself, what we're going to accomplish and where it's going to go. Just so you guys know, I got a lot to cover, but I'm going to do it relatively quickly. One thing, I've had a lot of people that always want help, and they want to interact and ask a lot of questions. And I've been doing a Wednesday night WebEx preview. What I've noticed is since I've loaded up the wellness preview videos on the website with all the e-tools, people are using it all the time. And I'm thinking of opening up Wednesday night to be an open live training where I'll just be there giving e-tool training, prospecting training, where everybody, even on the not the live side of the call, can ask any questions that they want. Would you guys, this is your guys' first vote as the team of 18 and two co-hosts, would you guys rather have a WebEx on Wednesday night, or would you guys rather have an open forum training where everybody can ask whatever questions they want?
Open forum training.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, let me get that converted. We will go to that because we do have a wellness preview loaded up online now. So we'll start that. So you guys that are listening, I will provide services to everybody here, or one of our team leaders will, to help you get going. One of the nice things about WebEx is you can chat on WebEx and ask questions directly. We also have a couple calls coming up where we'll actually do the Pathfinder call in a WebEx environment, which is going to be really cool, such as the November 16th WebEx tools training, which is going to be really awesome. Well, bottom line, let's get started what we're going to accomplish in the course. If everybody listening out there across the fruited plain and across the ocean clicks on the Sunday call page, what you will find down there are not only, if you scroll to the bottom, are amazingly attractive and shiny participants, and they're looking good. Some of you guys, FYI, the 18 of you on this call, I rearranged the teams a little bit today. I had five teams. I bumped it down to four. We have two teams of five and two teams of four because I thought it would make more sense than having the fifth team in there. So they're jiggered around a little bit. So if you guys would be so kind as to check that out and know what team you're on, it would be really good. But if you go to the top of the page, what you guys will notice, you will see a 90-day planner. And if you click on that and download it, you will notice that we have modified a few things to grow really fast. So if you notice what we're going to do, and this is what we're going to do for next week's call as we're kicking off the quarter, if you open up your planner and start going through it, you have your 90-day calendar, you have your calendar there for the next year. But if you get down to page four, it lays out your goals for the quarter. This is a really important sheet. What we're going to do is, of course, pick everything on this page. You're going to pick your, where you are in the five pillars. And then you're going to go down to the bottom and set your 90-day business goals. If you are new in the business or you want some help, do this with your upline. If you think you can handle it, go ahead and get it done. But everybody on this call this week, this should be the busiest week of the quarter for you in terms of working with your team, because you're literally setting up the genesis for everything that's going to occur over the next 90 days and realistically the 6 months. So on next week's call, we're going to have you guys come back and say what you want to accomplish this quarter, everybody here on the call. In fact, we're going to go everybody next week on all four teams. And then we're going to start breaking it up where 1 week teams one and two will do their prospecting numbers, three and four will do whatever topic we covered so we get more people talking. But pick your goals. If you're below silver over the next 90 days, guess what the goal should probably be? Anybody want to guess?
Silver.
I'm not sure you're exactly scaring. Yeah, I'm not sure you're scaring the neighbors if you put bronze. Let's have a cool goal. If you are silver and you want to go gold, it would stand to reason that if three people beneath you were circling silver, you might have a shot. If you don't have three people circling silver, you don't, in which case you're going out to sponsor people. If you're platinum and want to go diamond, what do you need, guys? Anybody want to take a guess?
Gold.
You need either gold or platinum. So you're looking for the three people circling platinum or six circling gold. If you don't have them, what do you do?
I'll find them.
It's very easy. That one line there can always tell you what to do. Pick your quarterly incentive goals. You can look down whether you want to earn retailing, recruiting, rank advancement. We have some great new 21 clubs. I need to get the exact details posted. I looked online for it and couldn't find them, but I will have those up here directly. I'm sure Jackie Jennings Carter knows them, which is why she is my indispensable right arm. At least I hope you do, Jackie, because I can.
I know them. I'll help you out here. Don't worry.
We got the really cool new 21 clubs. We've got rank advancement. You look down at whatever you're going to attend this quarter. And then last but not least, at the bottom, your other advancement / awards. So this page here, if you could fill it out, and then next week you'll come back and say, okay, this is, you know, Joe Smith from, you know, Idaho. I want to go silver this quarter. I'm going to win a recruiting award, and I'm going to attend Humans Be More. That'll be what you'll say next week. And then on the next page, which is page 5, don't worry about all those boxes, the personal volume and the leadership volume. That's so hard to figure out. Just put your total monthly earnings. Have your goal in there, what you want to make a check. I mean, you're not just filling out all these boxes so you can feel good. You're doing it to make some money. So write down what your goal is and what size check you want to make, and then that's a really good thing. So that's what we're going to do there next week. And by the way, in the call next week, you don't have to share what size check you want to make unless you want to, but do share everything on page 4. So that'll be all we're going to come back and do next week. And then if you look down, you keep scrolling down, if you look down on page 9, this actually shows you how we modified the planner, and I got to tell you, I'm so excited about this, you guys. If you look down, we have our own weekly process tracking, and if you take a look at this, it's very simple. You write down your goals every week, and then your actual, how many contacts and ABCs you made. It's very easy. How many people came to the preview, how many were sponsored. We'll talk more about this next week, but this is how we're going to keep track of your actual work. And down below that, if you go down, we have the Ignite 6 for Success Challenge. If you scroll all the way to the bottom, we have the 21 ABCs, the 6 seniors, and the Ignite 6 for Success tracking form broken down over the 6 months. So you guys can keep track of it. And, .. if you go back to the regular page of, is that an echo, or are you going to see that? Hold on a second, let me try
this. Yeah, it's a delay every time you talk, or every time we all talk.
Let me try to check. You guys still hear the delay?
Yeah.
What a drag that is. Is anybody on the phone on a... Did anybody just come on the call on either a cell phone or an earbud or a speakerphone? Ah. That's not it, is it?
Somebody just came on though, Rick.
Yeah.
Somebody just came on. Whoever just came on.
It went away. It's gone.
Okay, whoever just did that, don't ever use that phone again. Throw it in the water. And by the way, it's not your fault. Don't feel bad. Certain telephones just do it. Wireless phones do it a lot. Earbuds do it a lot. Speakerphones always do it. So if that was you, we love you. We want you back. But come in on a different phone, please. And don't feel bad, though. It's not your fault. If you guys go back to the main page where it says 1.htm, you're going to notice we have some snazzy tracking forms. You can get that Pathfinder's Process e-tracking. If you click on that and download it, it's really cool. It automatically tabulates your prospects, and you can save a new one every quarter. And basically, you can plug your numbers in, and then you can keep track of your lifelong prospects. And what I really love, if you guys download the Ignite 6 e-tracking, you guys can actually tabulate your monthly totals. It'll do it for you. And if you look down at the bottom, it says Pace Count. That will tell you for every given month how, like, you need to do about 8,500 points a month to win the Ignite 6. If you only do 8,100, it's going to say you're negative 400 off the pace count. So you guys not only have the accumulated volume held up in your seniors and your 21 clubs, but it's going to tell you where you are on the 6-month goal. Is that going to be helpful to you guys?
Yeah, it really is.
Right on. So you can either use the e-forms or the paper forms. Everything else is there. It's very exciting stuff. So that's basically it. So for next week, we're going to keep this real simple. We're going to come back and say, what do you want to accomplish? Don't worry about the tracking. You can do it if you want to, but we're officially going to cover it next week and then start doing it the week after that. But you can start right now tracking your Ignite 6 and tracking your e-tracking. And then a couple other things I want to cover before we get into the introductions and everything. If you guys go to the homepage, thanks to my lovely, beautiful, talented, and much more intelligent than I wife, we now have a Pathfinder's Facebook page, which is really a cool thing. We got lots of people joining that already. I know very little about Facebook other than it's cool and it's a real big tool that's up and coming. But it allows you to network with people all over the you really can't talk to each other. Isn't it kind of neat, guys, we can talk to each other all over the world now and build relationships? And my goal is to eventually have where wellness previews are and stuff and meetings and everything online. Or let's say Paula wants to share her story about her you know, how great she's doing with her MS or her business. You could have people all over the world able to share that story now as opposed to them just sharing it on a phone call. So it's really neat stuff. That's on the Pathfinder's homepage. You guys, of course, know about the e-bites and the e-tools and everything going on. I'll be going over those in detail. But since we started with the e-bites, guys, we have had right now, the best I can figure, and this is just taking the average of the size of the files, we've had over 90,000 e-bites go out. Can you guys believe that?
Wow.
90,000. So this is a very cool thing. We now have a full board of tools from big to small all the way across the spectrum to support your business. We got our call, and we are going to run, and we are going to run fast. So it's going to be very exciting. And then last but not least, a couple things on the call. You, 18 people and the hosts are folks that are setting an example. You guys out there in the field are setting an example. Let's go out and show people what it means to work from home. Show people what servant leadership means. Have an absolute blast. I have never in my 11 years in the business and my 4 years of doing Pathfinders been more excited than I am for this quarter right here. It is an honor. It is a privilege to be a part of this with all of you. And I promise you 100%. And if you give 100% back, everybody on this call, we can take this company vertical. And that's what it's all about. And I absolutely want to have a giant number of Ignite 6, because Bob and everybody up at corporate and Kurt and Mr. Watanabe and Mr. Profit, all the guys and gals that have put this company together have given us awesome stuff. By the way, some of you guys don't know this. The Kenzen video, the new product video, the skincare video, and the power patch video are all on the Pathfinder's website now, streaming 24/7 with an Evite that goes with it.
Cool.
So those are there. And the Nikken Story preview, that if you go to Business Tools and scroll down, the Nikken Story preview is already updated with the new Nikken Nutrition Wheel and all the skincare products. So I updated that too and deleted all the old products. So those two things are there and updated, and they are ready to roll. And that's pretty much what I have to share right now. I want to do something that we used to do every Pathfinder cycle, and a couple of you guys will remember this. This has been a tradition to read this, and I quit about four cycles ago, and it was a mistake because it really sets the tone. But I'm going to take about 2 minutes and read this, and then we're going to get into all your guys' story. This is by a general named Fred Franks. He was actually the commander of one of the corps in Desert Storm. He's a lifelong military guy, and he's writing about leadership. And I'm going to substitute the word general or combat leader for business builder or partner, because it'll apply directly. But if you'll beg my indulgence for just a minute, I think you'll find this is very meaningful. It says, I've been privileged to have sometimes awesome responsibility of commanding soldiers and civilians in peace and in two wars. For me, it's a privilege to work with amazing people all across the world. So it's the same kind of a feeling. Command is not complicated. To me, it has three parts. The first is character. Values such as physical courage, mental courage, and by the way, he has in parentheses there the courage to be who you really are. Isn't that kind of profound? He actually quantifies mental courage as being yourself. Integrity, loyalty, and selfless commitment to your mission and your troops. They all make a difference. The second is competence to know what to do. People have a right to expect their commanders, you guys, to know their nuts and bolts of the profession, to know how to make decisions, how to outthink, you know, any obstacle, and how to put their people in a position to win. The third is leadership. The skills to motivate and otherwise lead an organization of people to accomplish its mission at least cost to them, and sometimes in directions to situations where they would rather not go. I think about what leaders do. I was a leader for 10.5 years. Many have been generals, leaders for far longer. He was talking about how long he was a general than I was. But I've always thought about what I did and might be the essence of good leadership, at least for me. I believe leaders get to focus on and solve big problems in peace and war. They must know details and occasionally dip into those, but essentially they must figure out a few deciding issues, and they must focus on those deciding issues. They must not get lost in everything. They're what called points of main effort. They cannot be many, and you have to decide what they are and make them stick. Leaders must have an imagination that lets them visualize what needs to be. They must synthesize to create a whole what others cannot see, and then communicate that whole with so much clarity and vision and conviction that others will see it too and follow it. That is leadership. That is leadership at all levels. Leaders decide where to be bold and where not to be bold. They must strong and decisive, yet they almost must keep their ego from clouding their judgment. Instead, they must use that ego to stick to doing what is right, even when other people don't see it. Leaders decide what is to when to intervene and when not to intervene. I want you all to remember that when you're working with your group. They decide where to tolerate imperfection and where not to tolerate imperfection. That will be another big one that will follow you through your entire Nissan career. They must be intensely competitive, and they must hate to lose. You guys are marketers building an organization. If you don't want to win, it's hard to win. It's okay to want to win. They need to demand a climate of dignity and respect, and to know that to lead is also to serve. They can do a lot of good for individuals every day. They must continue to grow and must never become complacent. If they can, they should rest easy in the saddle and have a good sense of humor and a smile on their face. If a leader can remember, and this is the most important part of it, and this is what it means to me to be with all of you and to be a part of your life, because working for you, for me, is everything, and watching you walk that stage and get your pin and know your future is secure, and more importantly, those of you who have secure futures, in a time today when things are falling apart and people are scared, we are out there standing on the wall when everybody else is running. That is what Nikken does. I am proud to be a part of what you do. And this last sentence means everything to me. If a leader can remember, don't worry, and if they can remember, and here I'm going to read it as a general says, it'll make more sense. If a general can remember, don't worry, general, we trust you, and do your best to fulfill that trust, they will have done their duty. All of you on this call come to it with different skill levels, different belief systems, different levels of, gee, I've done enough or I haven't. But I want you all to remember, this is not about us. The only way we make it to the top is by getting your new people to silver and senior and bronze and gold and platinum. If you focus all your effort on those new people coming on board, and every time you prospect, don't be thinking about getting someone to a preview to make you money, but giving somebody an opportunity to have a great life. And if you go out and give, then you're going to get a great downline. If you go out to get, nobody's going to give. And if at the end of the day you remember you're on this call and everything you do with the integrity to be competent and the integrity to do what you say you're going to do, it means something, and people will flock to you. And at the end of the day, when you're looking at your new people, every one of you is going to be in a position over the next month or week or whatever when a new person is going to be sitting across the table from you. And they're going to look at you and say, how do I get started? That is a massive, awesome, and wonderful responsibility to be a leader of that person. So I would ask you all today, above everything else, from today forward, nobody on this call is anybody's downline. Would you guys all join me from today on as being other people's upline?
Absolutely.
Yes.
So that's what Nikken's about for me. This is a very special, very powerful, very awesome thing. It's an honor to work with you all. This is going to be the greatest, fastest-moving, biggest cycle we've ever built. It's going to culminate with a great Pathfinder Summit. Somebody asked me, what's a Pathfinder Summit? It's a get-together we do once a year. We did not do it this year, so the rhythm could get put into place. We're going to do it next April here in Austin. We'll have a day of science, which is where all the doctors and medical people, and it'll be really awesome sharing the powerful product side. We will have a day of business focused on 21st century business building, which is going to be really powerful. We will have a day of awesome vision. We'll have a day of a very senior Royal Diamonds and Diamond speaking. I was talking to Chris Gullo, who talked to Brian Clemmer. It looks like Brian Clemmer is going to be coming, which will be really, really wonderful. And the bottom line, guys, is it's a three-day celebration. Let me tell you what the summit is. All of you on this call, every single one of you that goes out and works hard the next 6 months, that's 3 days we're going to dedicate to recognizing and celebrating your excellence. That's what a Pathfinder Summit is, and it's going to be wonderful. So what do you say we kick this off, and then what do you say every single one of you on this call walks that stage at least the next couple of levels up? Does that sound good to everybody?
Sounds great.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, here's the transition. I have two wonderful co-hosts on this call who I'm deeply, deeply blessed to have. There's nothing that happens that they don't have a significant role in going years back, just being a part of this program. And by the way, everybody on this call that has been selected, there's a ton of new people on this call that have never been a part of it before. There's some people who I've carried forward. This is a business, guys, where sometimes you work with people and you develop that asset for a month or 6 months or a year, and then they turn into the diamond that they are. So I carry some of our leaders forward because I know the asset that they are and where they're going to be, and I know their quality and their character. And there's other people who are brand spanking. and upward beyond it. So that's how these folks get to be a part of this call. They all step forward and volunteer. And our two hosts, Jackie and Steve, not only have to do all the work that these folks do, but they also lead and inspire and basically do double duty. So I would like to introduce from Schoolcraft Michigan, gold distributor, really, really, really close to platinum, Jackie Carter, and up in Waco, Texas, cowboy and cowbet Steve and Terry Gross, who are really doing a great job. They both have got a slew of people on this call. So Jackie and Steve, welcome, and why don't you take it away, and let's get everybody introduced.
Awesome. Okay, well, Jackie, my wonderful co-host and good friend, you're going to go first, take team one?
Well, I have the old list of people for, I have five teams on mine, so I'm just going to go by names. And we'll just, I'll do four, and then you can do four, and then we'll keep on going.
Okay, well, my list is by the picture, so I'm looking at the picture, so I'll have to write them down as you go.
Yeah, okay. Well, we are going to, we are delighted to be here. It's an honor to be a co-host, and I just want to thank Rick and Paige for everything that they do for us and all of you for being here. And I'm going to start at the end because everybody always assumes we start at the beginning, and I always like to be different. So we're going to start down, and we're going to start with Joe Higdon from Austin, Texas. And what you guys are going to do is just share why you're on this call. Please keep it to a minute because we don't have a lot of time left, minute and a half max, so we can get everybody on. Joe, go.
I just unmuted. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. We can hear you.
Let me say a couple of things. If all of you guys would hit star 4, it would make your phone call louder so people can hear you better. I'm sorry I didn't say that at the beginning.
We're also having that echo again too, Rick.
Yeah, it might be Joe echoing, but I'm not sure.
No, I'm here. I'm actually in my office.
Okay.
I'm off the cell phone back to church.
And the echo is gone, so I think we're good.
Gone.
Okay, Joe, go for it.
Okay, so a minute and a half on why I'm here. I am here to become President's Club to walk the stage in October, and that means that Joe Higdon has to be platinum by the end of February, I believe, to have 6 months of qualifying, six silvers or three golds. And I come to the call stacked. I'm sandbagged, and I'm ready to make it work. And I'm hearing myself echo. Anyhow, I have been in the business 6 years. I've done this. I know lots of people. I've had lots of ABCs. And I am currently doing the Business 21 Club. Which I know everybody's doing success 6, but to get platinum and the period I'm talking about, I have to do the business 21. So I'm doing 21 one-on-ones and I'll start officially Monday, but I'm sandbagged already at 5, and I think I have 3 joints. So I'm in good shape, and we'll see what happens.
Good. I'm going to ask you to go ahead and mute out, Joe. Great job, and we'll see if we can find where we've got this echo along the way. So if you don't mind muting out, great job.
Okay.
Glad you're on the call. Okay, we're going to move to Brewster Ellis from Belton, Missouri.
I'm actually that echo is bad. I've been at this a couple of years, and I'm bound and determined to figure this out. And Joe and I actually spent a long time talking before this call. And he's not going to beat me. So he's definitely got a head start. He certainly has put more sand in the bag.
Wait a minute.
Joe, you had your turn. You had your turn. But mute back out, buddy. Mute back out.
He's put more sand in the bag than I have. But we'll make this happen. This is very, very important because, you know, with what's going on in this world, cash flow is definitely more important than capital. Clearly a cash flow business that can be done without a large amount of capital. Exciting time to be doing this. And my lovely wife will be my backup, even though she won't participate in these calls. But we got to make this happen. Just, you know, change the world. Or as I wrote to Kelsey Joe a few minutes ago, we met for a reason. No coincidences. Now let's use this reason to... I can't read my writing. To impact the lives of everyone we come in contact with. world is our orchard. So.
Well, time to pick the apples.
Got to grow the trees first.
Oh yeah, okay. I like to get to the end, you know. Okay, good job. And I'm going to ask you to mute out too. I'm just each person I'm going to ask to mute out. Okay, next up to bat, Rhonda Schultz, Naperville, Illinois.
Hello. I'm really excited to be on this call and be working with everybody. Joe and Rooster sound like they're off to a good start, but I have a little bit of a competitive bone in me, too. So they're not leaving me in the dust. And what I want to do is I want to be platinum by the end of February. And I want to do the Ignite 6, and which means I'm going to have to do the 21 Club. So I've got a lot of work ahead of me. I'm real excited about doing this, but I recently went through kind of an intention awakening, and I'm ready to get going, and I'm real excited about this.
Well, great, Rhonda. It's great to have you, too, and good job. And if you would also mute out now, we're going to move on to Connie Furr, and then after Connie, Steve, you pop in, and then do four, okay?
Jack.
Sir.
Pick up Tammy Silvera. I moved her down to Team 4 with those guys. Not sorry, Tammy, to just move you, but I tried to make a change. Tammy is going to be the fourth member of Team 4.
Okay. Tammy. Sorry, Connie. Tammy. Are you there, my friend? From Lago Vista, Texas? She may be muted out. She'll come back on. So go ahead, Steve.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to jump up and we're going to go from the bottom. I'm going to go to Team 3. The five people now, and we're going to start out with Laura Rockwell in South Michigan.
Hi, this is Laura, and I am here to go sober, and I... Hello?
Did we lose Laura?
I think we did.
All right, she'll come back in. Well, I'll stay on the same team. We'll go over to Sandy Melhorn. And Sandy, it's really neat because you're from Evergreen, Colorado, and I used to live there.
I know. It's a great place to live, isn't it? Well, I am on the path call to do the same thing Laura just said, and that is to go silver. That is my goal for this quarter. In fact, I just got started today with a new consultant, my sister. I'm out here in California, and we started a 21 Club today. Rick was kind to give us a personal preview. Thank you again, Rick.
My pleasure.
So that is my main reason for being on the call, and in the process of going silver, I want to rebalance my financial pillar. I'm in desperate need of doing that, so I'm here to learn.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the call. We're excited that you're here.
And
we're going to jump over to
Will you have Sandy star 6 out, too, so we can get this echo gone? Find
you just star 4 star 6 and mute yourself out, please. Okay, now we're going to jump over to the third member of this five-member team, to Connie Furr in Kerrville, Texas. Fine. Connie? Tell us a little about yourself and why are you on the call and what are you gonna do?
Hi, it's Connie. Can you hear me okay?
Boy, Kelly.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I'm excited to be on the call. Excuse me, Pathfinder's walked before and I miss it desperately. I'm going to build my business pipeline for the next 9 days. I don't know if any of you have ever been on this call, been in the stock market and finally just decided enough was enough, but I've reached that point, and it's a great time. The holidays are coming. The market days events are out and happening, so I really enjoyed yesterday. I got about, I handed out 15 personal invitations, so that was, it was an awesome day. The more you make yourself go out and do it, the better it gets, so thank you.
Awesome. That's my girl, Connie Furr in Kerrville, Texas. Okay, the fourth member. Laura Rockwell, did you come back on? Okay, well, go ahead. And I want to make sure I get this right. Brookfield, Illinois. Carrie Chesney?
Chesney.
Chesney. Ah, I was close. Tell us, why are you on this call and what are you going to do? A little bit about yourself.
Rhonda, do we have carry on? You know?
I thought we did a single. Well, okay. We're going to go on to the next one. People are muting out, and that's all right. If you come back in, just holler and say you're there. You know, another good friend of mine, the fifth member of this team in Waco, Texas, where I'm at, Stephen Ember King. I know you're there.
Hello, everybody. This is Steve in Ember King, Waco, Texas. We're in this, we've been in NECIM since the middle of June. This is our second cycle on the Pathfinders call. Our goal is to be silver or above in the next 90 days, and we're through playing games, and we're here to make a lot of money and help a lot of other people make a lot of money. And that's about it.
Awesome. Okay, well, we appreciate you being on that call. And if you'll star six and mute out two, that'll be great. And Jackie?
Yes, sir. I'm right back here. And
Now the next team is Paula, Grace, Susan, and Martha.
Paula, Grace, Susan, and Martha. Okay, well, let's start with awesome Martha Harris from Waco, Texas.
Hello.
Hi, Martha. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Well, tell us why you're here.
Well, I tried Pathfinders once before and had to drop out, and that's a very defeating thing to have to do, very disappointing. And I was hoping that being on a team this time, being on the call, would give me more incentive to be more diligent and go out there and do more. I'm also hoping to learn what I was doing wrong and how to build a business, how to get to my goal quickly. And from everything I hear, that what's going to happen, and I'm so excited, very nervous and very excited. This will be my first time to complete T1, so I'm just excited. I'm not sure about all the things out there yet, about the 21 Club and all that. I did do that once, but I didn't get my stuff in, so I'm not sure about that, but we'll see as we start the program just how that works out and falls in place.
Well, that's great. We're glad you're here, Martha. We know you'll do well. And I believe we've lost the echo. So from this point forward, I don't think anybody needs to mute out. So next up to bat is Susan Gorman.
Can you guys hear me yet?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go, Carrie. Good.
Hey, I'm here.
Okay, great.
I was on. I had star six, and I didn't realize it.
That's cool, Carrie. Go ahead and tell us why you're gone.
I'm here to go silver and to get off of being inactive for the last 3-4 months where I'm supposed to be out prospecting and not doing it. Finding a lot of reasons to prepare and none to execute. So that's what I'm here for. I want to get out of my job, regular job, within the next 6 months.
Got it. We're going to get you there.
Well, no, there's somebody who takes responsibility and says it like it is. I like you already.
That's an honest answer.
That he sure is. Okay. Carrie, is that all you have to say?
That's it. I'm done.
Awesome. Good job. Okay, who else is saying, who's there now? Laura. Laura, okay, go ahead, Laura. We lost you a little bit. Laura Rothwell from Schoolcraft, Michigan. Tell us why you're here.
I am here to try to get rid of the jobs that I'm working on now because they seem to be getting in the way of NECIM. I found that trying to do NECIM with these other jobs is just not working well for me. So my goal is to get over 90 days. We'll be getting rid of 2 of the 3 jobs that I'm doing within 90 days and working more with NECIM and helping other people.
Awesome. Well, we know you'll do that, and then you can do the one you love, and that's massage, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to start out because we've got the echo back again, and I'm not saying that it's you, it's just that we have it back again, and we are going to move on to Susan Gorman from Temple, Texas. Good job, Laura. Good job, too, Carrie. Okay, Susan.
Yes, ma'am.
I am
there.
There
you are. I am here. I am here to live my dreams with no excuses and to have accountability. So I'm hoping to get that success and that confidence and have my dreams made. And through all of you guys with the accountability of this call, I think it's just going to be awesome. I want to go. I had said that I want to go gold in 90 days, but from what Joe said, you have to be platinum and have 6 months to be on leadership, and I really wanted to go for the leadership. So I guess I'm going to really have to buckle down and shoot for platinum in February.
Well, that's great. That's a great goal. Okay, we're going to resume the star sticking out because we've got the echo back again. So if you all that haven't done it so far that have talked, please star six out. And we're going to move on to Grace Lanny from Cedar Park, Texas.
Hello, everybody. It's so great to be on this call. I'm brand new to the business and very excited to go gold by the end of our time together. Reaching out and learning the business and so excited to hopefully replace a high-tech income. As everybody knows, the economy is nuts and no business gets skittish like a high-tech business gets skittish. So I'm tired of being on pins and needles and looking forward to having a thriving business that is global. Nice to meet everybody.
Well, thank you for that. We're glad you're here. And we've lost the echo again, so Grace, just stay on. Don't star six out yet. And last but not least on that team is Ms. Paula Levee from Round Rock, Texas.
Hi. I was on the last Pathfinder cycle, and my goal is to go silver and to win the Ignite Six challenge. I loved my job until I found out there was a different way, and now I know there's a different way. I want to do that all the time. I want to do Mekin all the time. I have multiple sclerosis, and I've had some powerful results with the products, and I want to be able to make a living and make a difference. And that's what I want to do, why I want to do Mekin full time.
Well, that sounds like a great cause. Good
hey,
job.
Super P.
Thank you.
Are you going to tell your, you've got some exciting stuff going on in your life just real quickly, just with the products. Do you feel like sharing, or do you want to wait till later to share it about just what's the magnitude of what's going on with you?
Well, I can share it a little bit. I'm off. I'm with 10 prescriptions. I had 15 prescriptions, 10 I took every day, and I'm down to 3 medications a day
now.
Wow. And
awesome.
I'm tapering off one of those. So, and what's happened is that I haven't had the symptoms for the drugs that I was taking. So I had drugs for specific symptoms, and I haven't had the occurrence of the symptoms, and the doctors are kind of baffled. And I'm just like, I'm sitting here talking to them, drinking my water, going, yeah, yeah. But they don't understand why I'm not having the symptoms, but my doctors are very supportive, and they are helping me get off the medications, but they're a little bit baffled by, and so I go in for an MRI in the springtime, and we'll see what the difference is. But, yeah, it's pretty profound, and I want to get to the highest point in the land and tell people that there are options, because there's so many people with so many different diagnosed diseases that are told there's no options, and there absolutely is options.
Just like you found out about jobs, huh?
That's right.
It sounds like you and Laura said the same thing, you know. Everything else is getting in the way of Mekin, so.
Absolutely. Good job.
I hope I didn't put you on the spot there, Paula, but it's just such an amazing thing. I knew it would touch some lives. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Okay, Steve.
Cool. Okay, well, I'm going to jump up to Team 1, and we're going to start with Ron Saratella in Oakland, Illinois.
Hello, my name's Ron, and as you said, I live in Oakland, a southwest suburb of Chicago. My goal is to become silver. Basically, same as everybody else, I'm tired of working a dead-end job, going nowhere. And I'd really like to spend as much time as I possibly could with my 2 little grandchildren. And I see Mekin as a way of helping me accomplish all this.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate it and welcome you on the call, too. We're going to jump over to Page, Texas, to Charles and Sherry Barfield.
Hello. This is Charles Barfield. How are y'all?
Wonderful. Charles, tell us. Why are you on this call, and what do you plan on doing?
Well, I'm one half of the team of Charles and Sherry Barfield, and we're here to introduce as many people to Mekin as we possibly can and increase our health and our wealth and everyone else that we come in contact with. That's about it.
Cool. Yeah, well, welcome to the call. This is
awesome.
Rick, go ahead.
Charles and Sherry Barfield, I want to congratulate you on a wonderful accomplishment. You guys are brand spanking shiny new silvers. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Oh, you
that's awesome.
Congratulations.
You guys have earned it, and it's just wonderful, and bless you, and that's just the start for you. I don't, as we say in the Army, I don't think you're going to be selling your rank on.
We're loving it.
Okay. Are we ready? We'll go on to see Aurora Rebels that is just knocking socks down there. Aurora, tell us a little bit about yourself, why you're on this call, and what you're going to do.
Hi, everybody. Yes, I'm my husband and I, Robert, live in Corpus, way down here on the coast, and I am here because I finally realized that I want Nican to be my career. I originally was just interested in being a consumer, but once I realized that Nican wasn't just about magnets, this is what I want to do. I want to quit my part-time job so I can do Nican full-time. I know I can do that by meeting that Ignite Stick Challenge and with the 21 Club, and I want to say that Ms. Paula has motivated me even more and more. Every time I hear her talk, it makes my mission to help others and create that environment that you don't have. You just don't have that option to take that pill. There's other ways to make your environment a lot healthier, and that's through Nican. And I just I get so excited when I hear everybody talk, and my goal is to make it to silver and beyond. And I'm just excited to be on this team, and I know that with this team, it's going to help me make my dreams come true. And I appreciate everybody's help.
Hey, Aurora.
Hello, E-Rock. You're down here in Corpus Christi, down at the very bottom of Texas, all by yourself, and you're really doing it. I'm really excited for you.
Hey, Aurora, this is Rick again. Paige and I got to go out and get some new pajamas to come visit this week, and we can't wait to see you this week.
Can't either. We're looking forward to it.
Every time I go to Corpus Christi, you got to, like, stand in the corner because Aurora's got it full of really cool, awesome, positive people. So we're going to go down and have a ball. So we'll be in Corpus Friday night doing an awesome preview. So we're very excited to come, and I will try not to hit any 600-pound pigs this time.
Please don't.
I'm going to get a cow pusher.
If anyone has any prospects out there, give us a call. We'll be glad to hold your prospects for us. And with Rick being here, it'll be awesome.
Wow, I can't wait.
Awesome. We appreciate it, Aurora. Okay, we're going to go over to San Antonio, Texas, to Antonia Martin. Antonia, are you there?
There she comes.
Oh.
I thought I heard her.
I heard a timely star six.
Yeah, I did too, but I don't think it was her.
Charles, did she know, is she squared away? Do you guys know that she had the number and everything?
She was on a while ago.
She was. I absolutely
we
did.
We may
I,
just have lost her. How's this? You can't hear me now?
Oh, there you go. I can hear you just fine.
We were missing you.
Technology. Well, I'm in San Antonio, Texas, and I'm an account executive in the mortgage business, so you can imagine how fun my job is right now. I've been in sales for about 15 years and self-employed several times, and I really want to be self-employed again. My goal is to be at least silver by the end of this call, and I wanted to learn more about the processes and the techniques of how to get out of my comfort zone and talk to people and do previews and all of that sort of thing, and to build a supportive, caring network of people and a team and make this my living and get out of the mortgage business.
Awesome.
Cool, awesome. Well, we're excited to have you on the call.
Thank you.
Okay, last but not least, by almost, not for sure, not least, Lori Blewett. This is the first time I've ever said her married name now. I've always known her as Lori Sanchez, and we are so glad to have you on the call from Austin, Texas. Talk to us, Lori.
I'm so excited to be here with all of you. And as the first-time Pathfinder on the live side, I am ready to ignite six and to go gold by the end of the 90 days. And to, by this time next year, to be retired and start a family. Need money to do that.
Oh, yeah, it comes in handy.
Yeah. It was that.
Cool. Well, you got something to add to that, Lori, or is that pretty much it?
That's pretty much it. I can't wait to just hit this running and hit Ignite 6. It's going to be awesome.
Well, cool. We're excited to have everybody in a con from Jackie Carter and myself as co-hosts, so we welcome each and every one of you. This is going to be exciting. So with that, Jackie, you got anything to add? If not, we'll turn it over to Rick.
I just want to say to all of you, I am amazed that we got through all of you in the time that we did. Good job, and just go get them.
But let me add a couple things here on the end. First, you guys did an awesome job. Now, this week, for everybody listening, what we're going to do is download that modified 90-day planner, and or you can just use one, a regular one. But fill out the goals on page 4 and then the income goal on the next page. And then next week we'll come back and all of you guys will go over what you want to accomplish quickly. And it'll basically be, I'm Joe Higdon, I'm going to go, you know, break a silver, whatever. We'll just kind of run through them quickly. And then we're going to go over the process next week. Now, for those of you listening to the phone call that are not on the live side, the best way to set your teams up is to get people that work well in logical groupings. If you're a team leader, you know, you could do a live meeting before your preview with the team you're working with. You could do a conference call with them. You could have one team doing a conference call, one team doing a live meeting. You know, set your teams up in groups of anywhere from 2 to 5. I wouldn't recommend getting much bigger than 5 so you can actually have some cohesion. That's about the right size for that. And then every week we'll do the agenda. Then the next week you do the action, just like we've done for years, your action call or action meeting. And then next week we'll come back with the results. Now, for you guys on the live side, you'll notice you're broken down into teams. The best thing to do, and if you guys need help getting your team together, I can help you, is just do a call a week where you all come together on the call, keep each other accountable, but more importantly, to make sure everybody's on track and understands clearly what is to be done the next week. You guys, I give it a completely free form. You guys can do 10 calls a week. You can do one. You can spend a long time on the call. You can spend a short time. What's important is that it works for you and for your team. Couple things about that with everybody on your teams. If you're part of a Pathfinder team, you know, do your best to work with them and to be on the calls and to return their phone calls and give your best to people. Sometimes just being committed to a group of people is something bigger than yourself, and it's important. To me, if I was on one of these teams, a 3 to 5 would be on the live side or on the listening side, it would mean something to me to be calling and working with those people. For me, one of the best things about Pathfinders is just, you know, the way we conduct business. So give your best to your team. Do your call. You guys don't have to be real chatty Cathy's on it, but you know, just get on and accomplish your goal. And you guys will notice as we go through, like 1 week, team 1 and 2 will give the numbers. Team 3 and 4 will do the whatever we taught. Then the next week it'll reverse. So you guys, what I recommend you do, and that's one of the reasons that you guys all sent out email. Yeah, by the way, those, did you guys enjoy reading those emails from who the people are on the team? Wasn't that awesome, you guys?
Yeah. I thought that was a really neat idea. That was cool.
Well, take a minute to do it if you haven't. And then what we can do is you guys on the teams, when you get those welcome emails, you can just get back in contact and then just kind of set it up and say, hey, let's do our call here or there or whatever you want to do. Now, secondly, about that call, you'll notice there's different personality types on the call. I do that for a reason, because you're going to work, we'll put it to you this way, some of your biggest producers will be completely different personality types with you than you. Can you guys agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So the goal of this business is not to, I mean, you're obviously going to have people that you're more friends with or more running buddies with, but you're also going to have people that are very prominent people in your group that are very different than you. So part of what working on these team means is finding a way to make a team work with different personality types, because that's a major skill set to develop in the business. So let's say you're working with a couple people that maybe you don't communicate that great with. That's a great opportunity to have an exercise where you learn how to communicate with people different than you. So look at these teams not only as helping each other stay accountable, but let's take a diverse group of people and make it work. Does that make sense, everybody?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and believe me, that's going to benefit you. If you're, like when I first started in NECAN, I had a real tough time when I would work with women. Sometimes I had to learn how to communicate differently. I could be very, you know, aggressive, and it wasn't that I was rude. I just didn't get it. And you know, I've learned over the years.
Thank God for Jackie.
Yeah, thank God for, yeah, I've got Jackie. Well, I've got one cheek with Jackie footprints and one cheek with Paige footprints. But I'm serious about that, and I've got folks in my group that are great producers that are very quiet analyzer types that I would have a real hard time motivating 6 or 7 or 8 years ago that I found a way to work with and get the most out of. Because in this business, if you guys have 100 people in your downline, correct me if I'm wrong, you're trying to get the maximum productivity out of those people, right?
Right.
So your job as an upline in this business is to find ways to make it work with people from different backgrounds. So I look at anybody I can work with that's going to make me better, and sometimes when it's somebody I have trouble working with initially, it makes me way better because I learned some new skill sets. So I think all of you guys will be great friends, don't get me wrong, but sometimes when you're working out a team call schedule, you're going to have people that want to talk 4 times a week, some people that just want to talk 1 time a week. You need to find a nice way to meet in the middle and maybe talk twice a week. Does that make sense, everybody, what I'm trying to say? I'm trying to say it as quickly and concisely as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But find a common ground and do take the time to work with each other, because part of the Pathfinder's experience is working with the people. And like I said, some of my best relationships in this business are cross-line friends that have benefited me greatly. So that's kind of what I was hoping for, was to make this an enriching experience. So all of you guys on this call, if you're working with your upline Silver and the people on your team are another senior that maybe aren't in your group, you know, you can learn from those people. You can learn from every human being in the world. So the bottom line next week, let's come back and we're going to share what we're going to accomplish this quarter. And then, it's one of my favorite calls, we're going to talk about the process and how to make your prospecting go through the roof. And then the week after that, we're going to focus specifically on e-tools on our WebEx. So we have a couple of very big weeks coming up prospecting-wise. And thank you to Lori Blewett. I updated the ignition sequence, the business launch that's on, if you look under the business launch page on Pathfinders.biz, under the auto ship, I still had the old good, better, best. Now you go in, it talks about the core products, and I put a video link in there, so when your new people are downloading the business launch brochure, they can go right to the Kenton video and watch it right off that page.
Oh, wonderful.
Awesome. Thanks, Rick.
Yeah, thank you. You know, you guys, I don't see everything, especially as complicated as, I mean, there's so much on the web page now, it's hard to see everything, so I appreciate your feedback, and that goes to everybody on the call. I get emails all the time from someone in the field saying, hey, this link isn't working or whatever, and I always appreciate it, and I do my best to get it up and running. And last but not least, I really am looking forward to this. Does anybody have anything to add before we go out and get after it? And remember, last thing, in this business, activity does not necessarily mean productivity, but productivity is impossible without activity. So every day, make it a point to do the things that are going to make you money. Start fast. One thing about Ignite 6, if you decide to get excited in January, 6 months may seem like a long time, but every day counts. The people that I see succeeding in the business always have volume on early in the month, and they run downhill to their goal. So don't just work with urgency over the last 5 or 10 days of the month. Start your month with urgency, and then you're going to have a much more successful business. And remember, you've heard Zig Ziglar say it, business is like a pump. Some of you guys out there, you know, when you get an old kind of pump, you pump it and you pump it and you pump it, nothing comes out. Don't stop pumping because there's water down there. And after a while, you just use one finger and barely move it. In this business, always solve problems. You can make it in this business. I promise you guys can make it. Always look for solutions. Don't ever focus on the problem. It's so important that you get yourself in a mindset that I am not trying Niken, I'm building Niken. I'm not seeing if I can do it. I'm doing it. Because invariably, if people are going to join you, they want to join someone that's doing something, not trying something. So your mindset in this business is everything. It's the difference between, have you guys ever watched a professional team that loses? Like, I watched the Bears today, which I know is a big shock to everybody. And they played the Lions. You know, they played the Lions, and the Lions lose. I mean, they just do. I used to have season tickets to the Lions. I lived in Detroit, even though I'm a Bears fan, because I love the NFL. But the Bears came from behind today, and because the Lions, when things started going wrong, started playing not to lose, and teams that win play to win. Have you guys ever seen a professional basketball game when the team's up by 20, but they're not very good, and the other team starts coming back, and all of a sudden, instead of going to the basket, they just start dribbling the ball around? That's playing not to lose. So don't play not to lose, and you can play to win. In fact, expect to win, and you'll win. And above everything else, I'm of the opinion people's jobs already stink. If we make Niken look as fun as possible and smile and make it somewhere that's refreshing and fun and light, they're going to join you in waves. Niken should be a 100% positive environment, so put a smile on your face. Hey, we don't have to build Niken. We get to. And the difference between you on this call and somebody working a job, and maybe neither one of you are making a lot of money at Niken yet, but at least you have a way out. They just have a job. Just remember that, guys.
All right.
This is everything in Niken. We'll put it this way. If you feel like you're struggling, quote unquote, in Niken, take Niken off the table and go back to your normal life. How much more do you appreciate just the chance?
Absolutely.
So think about this for a minute. Doesn't matter what you've done up to this point. See it for what it is and embrace it. And then say to yourself, man, I have a chance every day. Let me put it this way. If you put that right tape or that right Evite in Dennis Williams' hand tomorrow, do you realize you're a millionaire? You're a multi-millionaire if you sponsor Dennis and Ruth tomorrow. So that means that every day you go out is another chance to go. attract people to NECAN, you'll never have to get them, and that's rule number one to think about all week, is you'll attract a big team, you won't get one. So go out and spread the good news, and let's get people home. And, boy, this is going to be fun. Thank you. Anybody have any comments before I go down and eat something?
Let's go.
Right on. Well, it's going to be wonderful. You guys have an absolutely great, great, great week. And if you need me this week, anybody give me a call. Let's come back with some very aggressive, very fun goals next week.